Welcome to Reframe. This is a place for us to consider the simple changes we can make in the way that we see life. We're all doing the best we can with what we know. But when we reframe the way we see things, we know better. And when we know better, we do better. We create a new thought, and it can't help but affect how we move through the world. Change is an inside job. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Reframe with Jenna Zoe. So we've got another great question that's come in through our community for this week. And it's, as a partner, how do you help your other half change for the better?
Ooh, that's a juicy one. And definitely one that me as a projector, I'm very well aware of, because it's definitely one of my big downfalls. And I'm always trying to, you know, I have my ideas and my thoughts about how other people should be doing things better, as all projectors do, but in general, all human beings do. And, you know, I've definitely gone through and go through phases where I think that, you know, whoever I was with at the time should be doing something differently, or if only they did this, then their life would be better. And we all know, you know, the obvious thing is really that, I mean, you can't really change somebody else. You have to let it be their own journey. But I think a really good reframe for actually what is the best way for you to hold space or be that support for them for their own change, because obviously everybody wants to be better, right? Sometimes we just don't know it. Or sometimes we just don't necessarily want it because we have fears that are bigger than it. But I think there's a really interesting dynamic that goes on when you are trying to help someone change, where essentially if you, and we know that sort of like nagging and stuff is not the way forward, but when you try to, I guess, like put your own ideas in someone's head or be the one that's kind of like championing their change for them, you know, we get told that that's a really good thing. Like, you know, when you're trying to be the one to really help somebody, you know, our society often rewards us for that because we love to play the one that's like trying so hard. And that's what we call caring for someone so much. And, you know, for us, we think that's like beautiful intentions. And, you know, a lot of the time, especially as women, I think it's easier for us to funnel our energy into helping our man become better rather than us actually funnel that energy into ourselves. So there is this kind of like sick, codependent, reverse reward thing that we get as well from being like trying to help and trying to be nice. And I only want him to be better. But really what happens when we are the ones that are in charge of or commandeering that person's growth is that, essentially, think of it as everybody has their own inner policeman, right? We have that inner voice that's telling us, this isn't really that good for you. Let's take, like, I don't know, smoking, right? Like, everybody is not, no one's stupid, right? Everybody that smokes still knows that smoking isn't good for them. But what happens when you try and say, oh, but honey, you said you didn't want to do that anymore. Or, oh, but, you know, if you didn't smoke, it would be so much better for you. What you're essentially doing is you're externalizing the inner policeman, right? So then you start to embody the policeman of that person, right? And so it's a really interesting thing that goes on, because what happens is when the inner policeman is just themselves, they are the ones that have to contend with that, right? So that means that they're doing that full balance in themselves, that decision-making process of weighing up their inner policeman with their inner, in, you know, the person that wants to self-sabotage, or the person that just wants to be comfortable for now, or the person that feels socially pressured to do something or to keep up with their friends or to feel good in the moment or whatever those other voices are that we're managing at the same time. When you remove that essential ingredient of the inner policeman, you essentially become that for that person.
Oh, amazing.
And so what that does is it then becomes you that they're going to blame, you that they're going to resent, you that they're going to hate, and you're also taking away their autonomy, because they're not going to have as much of that inner push from themselves, from their inner policeman, because they've already cut themselves off from their inner policeman because you've embodied it in a much bigger way than they have. So a quick, easy reframe for trying to help your partner is, for sure, try not to become that policeman, because they need their policeman to stay inside themselves for them to change. Because a policeman is there to help, right? It is there to make the change from the inside. If you take that away from that person, it's going to actually slow them down. Wow. In terms of their growth. So don't allow them to externalize the inner policeman and you know, have you become that, because that means they're then free of that. The other thing is, if you do want to, I guess, plant ideas in people's heads, in terms of just, you know, what we're doing here is like just slightly reframing things. What I find is never ever do it in the moment. So let's say, for example, you know, someone, let's say your other half says to you, I don't want to smoke anymore. You can say, great, oh my God, I think that's amazing. You know, good for you. Awesome. Whatever. The first two things. So in that moment, it's important to not say, you can say, oh, I'm here if you need me or here to support if it's something big. Like if they say it in a heavy way, but try not to become too willing to be the support system. And it's easier to be casual because again, that means they're still allowed to own it. You're keeping the autonomy, the integrity of that autonomy within them. The second thing is, even if they said to you, I don't want to smoke or I want to stop smoking after I have a drink, and then that Saturday night they do it, that is not the time to say, are you sure you want to, honey? Whatever. It's actually much better off to say, and especially because, you know, a relationship, you're on the same team, you're supposed to be sharing. It also means you're not, don't ask at all. Just maybe later on in the day or next day, you can ask a question, say, oh, how come you decided to, you know, because I'm trying to understand your process. Like, what made you decide to? And again, don't be holier than thou. It's like, oh yeah. And what really helps actually is when you then relate to that person. So if you really set the intention of creating the space when you're going to answer that, ask that question of like, so how come, like, out of interest, just because I'm like trying to understand, like, so what made you decide to do it like yesterday, for example? Because I know that, you know, I sometimes do it when I am actually feeling socially distracted. So if you start off by you sharing one of your processes, then that's actually a really helpful way sometimes to help you bond as a couple, because you're sharing your shit, the things that you're not good at. And then that creates a space for them to actually share with you the process. And often what we want is not the person to change. We want the closeness and we want to know someone's process. And we want to know that the process is changing because it inspires us when people want to be better, right? It's not that we want them to all of a sudden stop smoking tomorrow. It's actually that we get inspired and we get attracted to people when they are like wanting better for themselves. And that's what we want, is we want someone who wants better for themselves. So clearly the way to do that is not by us wanting the better for them and then not doing it, taking that away from them. And also, if you get vulnerable first and you volunteer, like, oh, okay, in that case, I don't want to, I don't know, have dessert every night. Or even if it's something that isn't as quote unquote what you might think as bad as smoking, it's good to create that environment of let's do it together. Let's both get into our process.
Yeah.
And it just allows, you know, it's the same as helicopter parenting. It stifles the autonomy. And then it stops you from being connected to all the different inner voices that we all need. We need them to stay intact in order for us to basically propel ourselves forward. You know, I've learned this the hard way, basically, because there were so many times when I had all my highfalutin ideas about what people should be doing and the way they should be being. And most of the time, it's exactly like me, because, you know, that's what we all are, basically, is thinking that, you know, we do everything better. But actually, it's brought me in this relationship is the only time, you know, is when I first started to realize this was now, you know, recently in the past, I don't know, let's say 6 months. And it has actually catapulted not only Bill's change, but my change so much more. Because by me volunteering the closeness and me, instead of me waiting for him to be close to me and him to share his stuff with me and him to tell me everything he is doing and how he's doing with that thing he wanted to do of eating less meat, I'm sharing from my place the same thing, my relative same thing, which is, you know, because I have an ability to just eat tons of mints when I'm distracted and when I want to do something and I just want to put something in my mouth. And those aren't good either, right? Like, you can make anything an addiction. So, okay, fine. His smoking is my mints, but it's the same thing. And actually, we are closer when we just get real. And when I volunteer, like, oh, you know why? Like, you know, curious as to like, how does it, and things like, how does it feel when you do that? And not in a way where I'm pressuring him, but because I'm just like fascinated by him and his process, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And there's a different energy from like, oh, how did you feel when you did that? Versus like, I wonder how, like, you know, what went on with that kind of stuff? And just asking an open-ended question rather than like, you know, fixating, because people can always feel when we're like, you know, putting our energy, like needing an answer from them rather than like, oh, I'm just, you know, almost not even asking you, looking at you type of thing. I'm just...
Because also if they feel like they've let themselves down by saying they're not going to smoke and then smoking, by you then being tough on them, instead of them being tough on themselves, they're able to take it out on you because they're sort of passing it over.
You're the policeman now.
You're the policeman.
Yeah.
So it's going to completely change your dynamic of your relationship. I love this.
Yeah. And then it just creates that, just is such a good way of ensuring that there's no resentment over something so silly like giving up smoking. Like, does it really matter? You know what I mean? And so really what matters most is that we have beautiful relationships. So it's exactly what you're saying. That's totally right. And it's like, I just find that so helpful. And I don't hate me for being an ag anymore.
Yeah.
So that's just one extra thing that we can be free of. You know, we can shed that shit by not becoming anyone else's extra policeman. And then also that allows us to be so much free to do our own stuff. Like, let me like put my energy into growing my life and becoming bigger in my own ways and expanding all that's good in my life. And let me just let him do him. You know, and it sounds so simple, but I think that's like such a practical way of really, it's just something that has really helped me.
And actually this works both ways, because if you're not doing it to him, he's not going to do it to you. So it's actually going to work to your advantage as well from that point of view.
Yeah. It's definitely a positive upward spiral. So give it a go. I literally, this has like changed my whole relationship. So this is such an amazing question, and thanks for being here with us. And, you know, please let us know if you have good questions or good, you know, results from these little reframes. And I'm so, so blessed to be doing this with you guys every single week. So thank you for being here.